As you make this recording, I feel more relaxed and the pain is ebbing, making me quite comfortable for the time being. Seated here, I have been thinking of the past. Of many things. At least things are beginning to look up again for us. Just before I started to make this resoft-coding, I contacted the main communications center here by means of video transceiver, which is also built into the wall. It has been my regular practice to keep in touch with the fleet on Higaldonia. When I contacted the center, I was told that Clysoft-Veen had been found. I was overjoyed and immediately transmitted the news via the chain of satellites which were placed between us and Goldonia. I was able to consoft-tact Voldar personally and informed him of this wondersoft-full news. He was so overcome he could not speak for some time. We are all thankful that she was spared. Voldar said that operations were still in progress but that engagements were becoming less frequent as time went by. He expected a surrender soon and that we would be able to return to a peaceful existence. Looking out this huge window, Weora went on, I see identification lights on several craft in the dark starlit sky. By their color I can tell that these must be a patrol from the Cetonian 6th Division. They're keeping a lonely vigil to safeguard us from any enemy attack. These Cetonians are wonderful people. Kind and understanding. Always ready to render aid to anyone Rexsoft-are airing their assistance. Since my return, I have had much time to rest and I have been paging through my diary. I have kept such a record for many years, and when we patrolled your planet, I used to maintain a daily record of events, as they Oxsoft-er there on Earth a few years ago. Turning the pages of his diary, Weora mentioned the case of the mysterious disappearance of a cold Asian scout craft over the Indian Ocean off Durban. An immediate search of the area proved to be of no avail. It was therefore decided that Weora and an assistant would make a personal visit to the Durban area to investigate the craft's disappearance with all its personnel. Under cover of darkness, they were landed on a desoft-stidbeek north of Durban. With were nearby Earth friends who put them up in a cottage they owned near there. Another search was organized. From a hired motorboat Weora used special instruments and for days they crisscrossed the area but no trace of any kind could be found of the craft or its personnel. Finally Weora decided to extend the search to the coastal strip bordering the area where the scout was believed to have disappeared. They spent many days visiting hotels and boarding soft-houses, where they sat in lounges mixing with visitors, hoping to pick up some scrap of information from the conversations. Someone might have seen the craft crash soft-ing into the sea. They had to beat a hasty retreat when a receptionist of a hotel began to get suspicious of them. The investigation had to be abandoned and they re-soft-turned to colders. With the record of this incident, said Weora, I often think of the months that I and others like me have spent on that wonderful planet of yours. How different it might have been if we could come and go in peace. How wonderful it would be to come as cold Asians, not in dis soft hyphen guys or to hide and be shielded by others. Yes, that would be wonderful. Chapter 8, Peace returns to cold as Weora's injuries from his crash on Higaldonia deeply concerned all members of Q Group. Welcome news about him came in a transmission relayed from Melka 4 weeks later on September 17, 1970. Kashendo, speaking from this huge cold Asian Artisoft-official satellite said, I bring you news about Weora who is now on Salamia. During the past weeks the Physisoft-chens have examined his leg and decided that one of the bones, known to you as the tibia, Norsk, Skinnerbin, will have to be resoft-placed with an artificial bone. The surgeons assure that the replacement will be a complete success. We do not know when this operation will take place, but as soon as we do we will tell you. Weora is now there with his family, and except for the leg injury, is keeping well. He asked me to send his best wishes to his friends at all Q bases. Kashendo then reported the latest news of the Galsoft-Donian war. It seems that the aggressors have an inexhaustible supply of reinforcements which continually replace their losses. Our superiors are wondering where they are coming from and how long this war will drag on. It seems that Goldonia planned to annihilate the Colders soft-en people entirely and then tackle each of the Kunft soft-eration planets in turn. Kashendo mentioned that some time ago an unidentified soft-eyed craft was seen near Melkor and that an attack on the satellite was possible as a retaliatory measure. On September 27, there was a direct broadcast to a dozen or so of the Q group assembled at Edwin's home in Pintown. It was Zibo of the 6th Patrol who said, "It has been a long time since I had the privilege of talking to you. On board we have a very special guest." "Yes, it is our esteemed Commander Weora, and he is very happy to talk to you again," and after that brief introduction the excited members heard Weora speak. "I am Weora. Greetings to you all. I am indeed happy to make this transmission from close range. This Cetonian craft has been hovering at an altitude of 535 kilometers for some time while we were waiting for you to assemble at K-Base. We have ways of telling when you are all assembled in Fedge of Edwin's home. During this time I have been concentrating my thoughts and now I see all our members seated and relaxed. My friends, I am glad to say that the surgery I underwent on Salamia appears to be successful. I have been told that in about 3 of your Earth months I shall be able to use my damaged leg normally again. The bone which was Belikrushid has been replaced. Salamian surgeons are the most skilled in our Confeder soft-hyphenation. Most physicians and surgeons go to the city of Salin for their training and it was there that the mere soft-hyphenacle was performed on my leg. After the operation, I spent some time in one of their hospitals before being transferred to a recuperation center high in the Mount soft-hyphenations. This is a very beautiful part of the planet and resembles Switzerland, on your planet, with snow and ice peaks. Access to the center is only by aircraft as no land vehicle could negotiate the rugged slopes. Weora explained that the recuperation center was on a large plateau called Barkala, which is encircled by mountains. He said, "It was winter during my stay there and the clouded skies often blanketed the mountain peaks with snow and ice. However, there was also plenty of sunshine, fresh air, nutritious food and recreation to which speeded recovery. The time passed all too quickly. Now I am happy to return to Colders, to be with all our friends and acquaintances. I would like to thank you all for your kind and prayerful switchy felt so distinctly while I was in the hospital. They were of great comfort to me. When you think or concentrate on a particular person or group of persons, you tune your mind to the frequency of that person's brain and communication is established. This takes a great deal of practice and I am very pleased soft-set with the progress you have made. Continue your soft-orts along these lines as one day it may be a very used soft-full method of contacting us, particularly in case of a major emergency. We will tell you more about this later. Now my friends, I must not delay Commander Zibo any longer for he must return to Colders on urgent matters. We leave you now. I have asked Melkor to keep you informed of the situation in the Confederation and the war which continues. Farewell until we can meet again in transmission. I am Weora." But the war was soon to come to an end. On October 11th, 1970, a jubilant Melkor passed on the message for which all the Q groups had been waiting. "Peace, my friends, peace." It was Kashendo, the jovial commander of Melkor. "At last the Confederation is at peace. One of your Earth weeks ago, Goldonia signed soft-ed a peace treaty with Colders. Yes, Colders is no longer at war for Goldonia has decided to surrender. This is indeed wonderful news, and I am happy to tell you that the war is over at last. Warkala, the leader of Goldonia, agreed to surrender provided Colders was prepared to withdraw all her divisions. This was agreed to and since then no more hostile moves have been made. However, we have left one division of Corinthian craft there to ensure the Goldonians remain at peace. In the meantime Byron has withdrawn all her astral div soft-hyphenations. I feel sure that all will be well now. Colders has agreed to assist Goldonia with food and medical soft-hyphenatment for there is chaos at the present and assistance is urgently needed. How wonderful it is to know that our families and friends are safe again. We hear on Melkor constantly feared for their lives, while we were serving elsewhere in the Confederation. But now, it is time for rejoicing. I wish you could have shared the celebration here on Melkor when we first heard the news. There was much singing and dancing on board. We now know the mean soft hyphening of peace. Voldar, who had succeeded Uiora, had already re-soft hyphen turned to Calder's with 375 divisions of Corinthian craft. He was reunited with his wife Clive Een, his family and friends after an absence of many months. Kashendo also gave the news that Uiora was progressing well and would soon resume his post as commander of the Corinthian fleet. Both Uiora and Voldar would soon make personal contact with Q bases on Earth again. Then Kashendo mentioned another matter which concerned this planet. Recent Confederation patrols under the direction of Commander Talance of Byron had made the disturbing discovery that some Earth-made satellites in orbit around our planet contained atomic devices. Kashendo said that these devices would cause serious destruction should they fall to Earth. He continued, "Why does man place such dangerous devices in orbit around the world on which they depend for their very existence? This is certainly causing us great concern. But, my friends, do not fear, for we have full confidence that we can deal with the situation. If necessary, these satellites will be neutralized B-soft-4, they endanger life on your planet. Our patrols will therefore continue in the interests of your whole population, for we are concerned about the safety of all our friends who live on Earth and also for the millions who know nothing of the dangers lurking in your skies." Interesting to note here that a number of extraterrestrial visitors to Earth have mentioned armed satellites in orbit around our planet, placed there by factions in Earth itself. The diminutive beings from Reticulum called this to the attention of Bill Herman in Charleston several times. The Pleiadians making concerned in Switzerland also told their contactee the same thing, and also that the Apollo 13 was carrying an atom-soft-ic device on the aborted moon landing mission. There is a reference to this here also, and we have found no evidence that either witness ever heard of the other. They both expressed grave concern about the excessive, and possibly irreversible pollution of our upper-atmos soft-f and its dangers. They all seem to deplore the excessive proliferation of atomic sciences of all kinds, saying that the dangers are irreversible. What I am about to tell you now, you will find very hard to believe. But a few of your Earth months ago, a space vehicle was launched from Earth to your moon. It carried an atomic warhead which was capable of destroying many square miles of the moon's surface. A Byraean astral craft tracked its flight path from your planet and neutralized it while in orbit around the moon before it could make its final approach and dive to the target surface. Why do people of your planet indulge in these careless experiments? Do they not realize that they are endangering their own safety? What about the repercussions throughout your solar system? Men of Earth still have so much to learn about their own environment, the very planet upon which they dwell. And when they travel in space, instead of carefully exploring what they find, they have to test their destructive ability instead. Kashendo said that now the war was over, there was more time for the Confederation to concern itself with Earth. One matter that alarmed them was the increasing impurity of our atmosphere. He hinted that more craft would be seen in our skies as measurements were made at various levels around our planet. "We are alarmed at the quantity of impurities which our patrol craft have found in the upper layers of your atmosphere. These particles are forming a blanket which will eventually engulf your entire planet. We have decided to test at lower altitudes within your atmosphere. My friends, you may be asking why does the Confederation concern itself with Earth who is not even a member of the group? There are many like you whom we are concerned about. We feel it is our sacred duty to safeguard you against dangers which you seem to know very little about.